The Rambam came up with a fantastic chiddush that tefillah is daraisa. He got it from the Gemara, the first Talmud in Tainis. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Kriyas Shema. The person says, "I'm a Jew at heart." What do you mean, Jew at heart? That's not enough. Yeah, he believes in God. That's one mitzvah. No chen shamo kecha. That's one. What's about tzitzis and tefillah and shabbos and kashas and everything else? In the days of Yaakov Avinu, that was great. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Yaakov Avinu bikish legalas asakets. The Gemara says himself. He wanted to tell his children. So he thought, he said, maybe you're not allowed to tell Emigalanella that's doing it. Maybe one of the children is a balavera. So what averas could he possibly have violated? They all had a bris milah. Yaakov Avinu knew that he took care of the bris milah. None of them were married to goyish girl. That was a din that was given to Avraham Avinu. Zarcha acharecha. The Gemara says in Yibam, it has to be Zar Miyucha Zacharov. They weren't allowed to intermarry. They had a, and what else? They had to be Zionists. Or they all, it seemed they all were Zionists. He told me he wants them to bring his body back there. So, no question. We're going to go back there as soon as we can. So Zionists they were, and circumcision they had. They were not intermarried. So the only thing he didn't know, maybe they didn't believe in Hashem. Maybe they didn't believe in monotheism. So he felt he can't read their minds. So maybe Shemi Yesh Ben Echem Sul. So they all said, "Dad, Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. We all believe there's only one God." So he clapped his hands from joy. Baruch Shem Kvai Malchus and Al Vod. Jumping from joy. So the Gemara says because Yaakov Avinu said it, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not told to include it in the Chumash. We write Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. That was what the children of Yaakov Avinu said. So he was told to leave that Baruch Shem. So that's why we say, but we say Balachash. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu leave it out? If that was the response of the children, they said, Baruch Shem, if Yaakov Avinu responded, Baruch Shem Kvam Chusun El Vod, after the children said, Shema Yisrael Shem HaKen Hashem Echad, so why did the Rabban Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu to leave it out? So the Netzivus explains in the Sefer HaChumash and in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, he says, in the days of Yaakov Avinu, Judaism was very abridged. They just had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach with a mitzvah bris milah and Zionism and intermarriage and Amun and Hashem Echad. That's all. So when the children say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Yaakov Avinu is jumping from joy. They're 100% Jews. They observe everything. Everything else, Kim Avraham Avinu Kala Tarukula Shulay Nitna, that was Midas Chasidus, but you can't say Shema Yesh B'Nechem Psul. Can't say there's something wrong with the children. The children are rotten. They don't deserve to hear the nevuah. But the achris hayamim, if they're not volunteering to do tzitzis and tefillin and all the other mitzvahs of Torah, they're not mechayiv to do it. So he told Shem Yesh Menachem Psul. Here's the children believe Hashem Echad. So he's jumping from joy. They're 100% observant in all the mitzvahs. But by the time Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down in the Chumash, there's a whole Torah of 613 mitzvahs. So just because you believe in Zionism, you have a circumcision, you're not intermarried. That's not the whole story. What about tzitzis and tefillah, shabbos and kashrus, etc., etc., etc.? That's why we leave it out. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told to leave it out from the chumash. So then the Nachlas Yaakov continues. He suggests that maybe that's why the meaning is that on Yom Kippur we say it out loud. Why? We're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a break. Considering the standard of Judaism from the days of the Avos, we're 100% there. We all have circumcision. None of us are intermarried. We're big Zionists. We're all big supporters of Zionism. And that we believe in one God. So we're a Jew at heart. Yeah. But this Jew at heart, this was in the days of Yaakov Avinu. That was a big thing. Hashem Echad, that was 100% Jews. Today, you need much more than that. So what does it mean, Liyov de b'chol avabchem? To worship God with your heart. You worship God by doing all the mitzvah. Avodah means Avodah Sakarbonis. It says the bracha of avodah because we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah the drip beisecho. He should restore the beis hamikdash, restore the avodah of karbonos. But what do you mean liyav the b'chol avafen? So the Gemara says avodah shebelev is tefillah. So the Rambam understands that it's not an asmachta; it's a real drashig mur deraisa. So the Rambam counts it as one of the 248 mitzvahs I say to daven.